The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
This morning on the third hour of Today, Super Bowl win. The years-long effort by football fans to make the Super Bowl fall on a long weekend might be paying off. What the NFL commissioner has to say about the future of when the big game could be played. Plus, pandemonium. The U.S. getting ready to welcome another pair of giant pandas. We're learning all about the cuddly pair's trip to the Golden State. Then later, holy smokes.
I want to learn how to make the famous Ben's half-smoked chili.
My time in the kitchen in Washington, D.C.'s famous Ben's Chili Bowl.
That's great.
An inside look at how one family's determination created a lifelong legacy. And stress-free spring. Allie Love sharing her stressless strategies for a happier and calmer season ahead. Today, Monday, April 29th, 2024.
Live from Studio 1A in Rockefeller Plaza, this is the third hour of Today.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the third hour of Today for a Monday morning. Good to see you. You are a vision in orange.
And you are a vision of spring.
Well, look at this. We try. And,
yeah, your tie's nice.
Dylan is off today. And we are, I think we've all kind of recuperated from the White House Correspondents Center, although I took it next level.
You two, you were going into a party. How was it?
The party was absolutely fantastic.
Yeah.
It was a heck of a party. Oh, there's some pictures.
That's right.
And by the way, your dress, Chanel, everybody was like
crazy. It's a little bit of a risk when you're petite to wear a boxy dress, but why not?
And there was Deborah Roberts on the far right in that last picture. And this was our nod to the host of the evening, Colin Jost.
That's right.
There's our friend Laura Jarrett.
You know, people keep asking me what it was like. How would you describe it? I had a great time.
Craig sitting on my knee.
You know, so that's true.
Somebody told Craig to take a knee, so he took mine.
Oh, my goodness.
But I asked him first.
Yeah.
I was trying to have you help people know what it was like besides
it was you know what was the best part of it? We all got to hang together.
Yes.
We were like traveling in a pack.
For folks who aren't familiar with it, by the way, the Correspondents Dinner, it's a celebration of journalism.
And the First Amendment.
And the First Amendment. So it happens annually down in D.C.
That's right.
I know that some other folks might disagree. I thought Colin Jost crushed it.
I did too. The New York Times gave him a bad review. Maybe it's because he got to poke fun at the old gray lady. So
Here's the thing. It's a tough crowd, right? And he got a standing ovation at
the end.
That's a tough crowd to get a standing ovation.
And the president got some good jokes.
Yeah, I thought it was great.
That wasn't enough for you. No. The Correspondents' Dinner wasn't enough for your weekend.
So you had to get in a car and drive up I-95 because
of the Real Simple Half Marathon yesterday. 11,500 women, not just from New York City, but people were flying in from all over the country to take part in this half marathon.
Some of our folks.
Our Start Today gang was there. Women, like I said, I've never met who are coming up to me. And it's all about, listen, on a Sunday morning, there are a lot of things you can be doing with your time. But to say, you know what? Those girls in the front, they were like the real runners. I mean, they had the eye of a tiger. They finished this girl right here.
Mm-hmm.
Look at that time.
An hour and 16 minutes.
For 14 miles.
Jeez.
Wow. I mean, she's not even winded. She's like, okay.
King from Peloton?
Yes, she was with my co-host.
You had a good eye. That was impressive because she was only up there for three seconds.
Anyway.
So I know you ran the marathon a while back.
Mm-hmm.
Did you do the half marathon?
No, I cheered them on. I cut the ribbon.
Did you kind of want to?
It does make you want to. And you know what? Shout out to people who ran the Brooklyn half marathon this weekend, too. There are a lot of folks who should feel good about themselves this morning.
That's right.
You know,
our good friend Craig may be feeling good about this next story because know it's something you are in favor of.
Mm-hmm.
NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell expressing interest last week in a possible 3-day Super Bowl weekend.
It's going to happen.
Good.
We're going to manifest it, as Chanel would say. Kaylee Hartung is here with what all of it could mean to turn football's biggest weekend into a national holiday. People have been clamoring for this for a long time, Kaylee.
And by people, we mean Craig.
True.
Hey, put me in the camp with Craig. I love this idea. So Roger Goodell's potential new plan would add a regular season game to the schedule and move Super Bowl Sunday to the long President's Day weekend. Sounds like it could be a win-win, but only if he can get the players on board.
After years of complaints from football fans.
We should have off the day after the Super Bowl.
It is nuts that people are expected to go back to work and just return to their normal lives after Super Bowl Sunday.
NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell is mulling an idea that could make the Monday after the Super Bowl fall on a holiday.
That ends up on President's Day weekend, which is a three-day weekend, which makes the Sunday night, and then you have Monday off.
That switch, even suggested here on Today back in February.
I think that's a perfect idea.
Obvious.
Good solution.
You just do President's Day weekend.
Goodell's plan would keep the current 20-game total, but shorten the preseason by one game and add it to the regular schedule. Over the weekend, Bengals quarterback Joe Burrow suggesting if there's an additional game, he'd like to see an added bye week, too. Still, word of the potential move has fans giving kudos to the commissioner. And while some of the NFL's biggest stars have expressed support for fans getting post-Super Bowl Monday off...
Just make Monday a holiday. The country should change what they're doing for the Super Bowl.
Extending the season has long been a sore point for players. In 2021, when the league added a game to the regular schedule, making for 17 matchups, the decision narrowly passed, receiving just 51% of votes from the players' union, with members expressing concern about health and safety.
They're really just saying 17 so that they can get to 18. And so that's two more opportunities for players to risk their bodies, to put their bodies on the line.
The new push comes amid an effort to eventize all things NFL. This weekend's draft broke an attendance record with nearly 800,000 fans packing downtown Detroit. Now, as Goodell signals a change to future seasons, the league's next move may further supersize the Super Bowl.
So the commissioner did not lay out when these changes could go into effect. But guys, keep this in mind. Super Bowl 61 could give us a peek at what things might look like. The 2027 Super Bowl right here in Los Angeles already is going to land on President's Day weekend. So right. I'm excited.
You're not the only one. I think we have that one, too. I think NBC's
on
got
NBC.
The...
No, we're the one before that.
Oh,
we're the one before that.
Wow. Thanks, Kelly. Wow.
So it's not happening anytime soon.
No.
Yeah. I didn't realize it would mean they would have to play an extra game. I just thought it would be a way for people to not have to worry about not calling out sick on Monday. You know, to just enjoy the weekend.
No, they would play under the proposal here. They would add a week.
Right. Mm-hmm.
But there's also talk again of reducing the preseason by a game.
I'll do that.
So,
yeah. Or people could just get up and go to work.
And go to work on Monday.
Or you just take the personal day.
That's true. Yeah.
Anyway,
right,
let's
something else.
Here's some more exciting news, maybe even bigger. Two giant pandas are soon going to be making their way to the Golden State all the way from China.
Yes, folks, here they are. Meet Yun Xuan and Xing Bao. Hopefully, they're going to be arriving at the San Diego Zoo sometime this summer. It's part of an ongoing plan to protect the species.
I love it. Joining us this morning to talk about the zoo's newest panda residents is Dr. Megan Owen. She is Vice President of Conservation Science at San Diego Zoo Wildlife Alliance. Megan, good morning.
Good morning. It's a pleasure to be here.
Thank you. Well, first, I guess the most important question, how are the young pandas doing this morning and what can you tell us about them?
Well, the young pandas are doing wonderfully well. We had the pleasure of visiting them in China last week, and it was an incredible experience. They are absolutely adorable.
What about their personalities? Were you able to glean anything about what they're going to be like?
Absolutely. We spent some time watching them, and they both have very distinctive personalities. Xinbao is just a beautiful 4-year-old female panda, and she's incredibly playful, maybe even a bit mischievous, and she is just a pleasure to watch. And then Yun Xuan, the young male, is adorable as well, and he is more laid back, I'd say. He definitely loves his bamboo. They are just an absolutely beautiful pair.
So Dr. Megan, why is it so important to bring these pandas here? How does this fit in with your conservation mission?
Well, a really important part of having them here is so that we can continue to study them, and what we learn from them will contribute to the conservation of the species. But also just having the 6 million visitors that come through our front door every year be able to experience the giant pandas. It's incredibly inspiring, and it really makes them advocates for conservation. We're working very closely with our colleagues in China, and we're going to continue to contribute to the conservation of the species in their native habitat as well.
Before we let you go, we hear your team also got a chance to see the family of pandas that was returned to China after spending more than 20 years with your team in San Diego. What was it like reconnecting with those bears? Did they remember?
Yes, it was incredible. They're really an extension of our family. So we were able to see Baiyun and Gao Gao. They are the pair of giant pandas that were here for a couple of decades. And also Baiyun and Gao Gao are the grandparents of Yun Xuan, the young male that's going to come here. And we saw many of the pandas that were born here at San Diego. It was an incredible experience.
Well, the guys are teasing me, but I pictured, like, you know, when you see a dog reunion and the dog runs up to the guy, you know, and their tails are wagging.
They're like the pandas going, yo, Dr. Megan, yo!
I missed you. You want to feel like they missed you. Whatever.
Thank you, Megan. Thank you, Doctor.
Thank you so much. It was a pleasure. Thank you.
Coming up, have you ever wondered what's in the products we're putting on our skin every day? We're breaking down what clean beauty really means and which ingredients we should be avoiding. Then later, inside one of my favorite restaurants in Washington, D.C., Craig's as well, Ben's Chili Bowl. I got a firsthand look at how they're keeping tradition alive. Third hour of today comes right back.
Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. In fact, Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/podcastfree. All lowercase, shopify.com/podcastfree, shopify.com/podcastfree.
Welcome back. This morning on today's checklist, we are decoding cosmetic labels. They provide essential information about what's inside of the products that you're putting on your skin. And board-certified dermatologist Dr. Michelle Henry is here to help us understand what they all mean. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
So we talk a lot about organic products, right? And you recognize the official symbol. I didn't realize there's a clean beauty label, and some of them are legit, and others not so much.
Yeah. So the term clean is actually not regulated by the FDA. And so it's really left up to manufacturer interpretation. You'll see clean, you'll see non-toxic, and it's really not regulated. Hmm. But there are some groups that have created officially sanctioned labels because they have a little bit more rigor. So what we're going to do, we'll play a game.
Okay.
We're going to show you the label. You'll figure out which one is manufacturer label and which one is the officially sanctioned label.
Okay.
Let's start here.
Oh, boy.
Cruelty free.
I'm going to go with the
big bunny ears.
I feel like I'm going to go for the right.
All right.
I think both of them, right?
So, So the big ears, cruelty-free. This is the PETA label.
Who would know?
This is PETA. And so this is their beauty without bunnies. So any brand that carries this has proven that they don't test on animals, don't sell in markets like China where you have to test on animals.
Huh.
And they signed a pledge saying that they will not do that.
Okay. I didn't know that.
So we need to be looking for
the big ears.
Okay.
The big ears. All right.
Next up.
Organic ingredients, fair trade certified. Fair trade certified.
I'm going with the Leafs.
And I'm going with fair trade certified.
The answer is fair trade certified. So this is given by Fair Trade USA. And so this is internationally recognized. Oh. And what they do is that they give it to companies that provide sustainable living for farmers and workers and provide certain environmental protections. So really important.
This makes me realize that we have some work to do.
Yeah.
How would you even know? They look
lots of,
you know.
Oh, there's one more.
One more.
Well, I don't even know what the one on the left is. So I'm gonna go with the one on the right.
Yeah, I'll go right.
The one on the right looks like a bit more, I don't know,
official.
Well, I like that you lean towards dermatologists, but the Leaping Bunny is actually the most stringent. So this is for animal cruelty. And not only do they sign that they will not test on animals, they also sign that they're willing to have random audits. So this is the most strict of all of the animal cruelty labels.
We don't know anything.
No, we don't.
We've just been walking around in ignorance.
So you told us what to look for where you're going to get something that's clean. What are some of the red flags we should be looking for in labels?
So red flags. So there are good ingredients and there are bad ingredients. So some of the good ingredients are things like hyaluronic acid, retinoids, vitamin C. Some of those red flags, those ingredients that have really stoked the public fears, are things like phthalates and parabens. So you'll see a lot of those listed as paraben-free, phthalate-free. These are the good ingredients. Mm-hmm. The vitamin C, zinc oxide. The bad guys, parabens, phthalates, those are endocrine disruptors.
Oh,
so that means that they can act like hormones or they can block hormones.
Oh.
So that can actually have grave healthcare, potentially grave healthcare consequences. Mm-hmm. Second, formaldehyde releasers. So there was a big uproar about a lot of the hair straighteners. Mm-hmm. And that's because a lot of them contain those formaldehyde releasers, which could be carcinogens.
I mean, women of color were using those, have been, and even still for generations.
Exactly. Many times a year. Yeah. So it could be quite dangerous.
Yeah.
Then we have the sulfates. So these are not carcinogens, but they can be stripping and drying to the skin, something to consider. And then lastly, fragrance. So some of us love fragrance, but if you're sensitive to fragrance, you want to be able to find it, identify it, and not use it.
Okay.
What are some ingredients that might sound a little scary, but actually could be good for us?
Yes. Yeah, so the language of science could be complex and confusing, but there are some that are really safe and actually natural. So tocopherol. Tocopherol is actually just vitamin E.
So why don't we just
call it vitamin E?
It's naming conventions. We have to use the scientific names, the Latin names. So tocopherol is just vitamin E. It's a moisturizer. Okay. Cetyl and cetyl alcohol. So when we think of alcohol, we think of drying.
Sure.
These are actually fatty alcohols. So they're actually hydrating. And they're the top ingredients in some of your favorite moisturizers.
Mm.
Sorbitan olivate. So this is just sugar and olive oil.
Huh.
And it's made of sorbitol, which is kind of an alcohol sugar. We use it in chewing gum for low calories.
Sugar-free gum.
Exactly. Sugar-free gum. We use it a lot.
Yeah.
And together it can work as a mild surfactant. So for cleansing the skin. And ascorbic acid. We hear acid, we feel like it's caustic. Mm-hmm. It's hairy.
Yeah.
It's just vitamin C.
Oh,
that's so good. Anything else we need to keep in mind when it comes to reading, especially cosmetic labels?
Yeah. So there is a convention. So when you're looking at the ingredients, they're listed in descending order. So the first ingredient is the highest concentration. That's only for ingredients that have more than 1%. When it's less than 1%, they're listed randomly at the end of the label. So that's important to note. Two, you want to be able to find those allergens. So if you're allergic to lanolin, if you're allergic to parabens, you want to know those scientific names so you can find it, categorize it, and not use that product. And last, you want to know when it expires.
Ah.
So if you look at products, you'll see an open jar label on the product.
I've never
and
noticed
then
that.
You'll see a number and an M. And that tells you how many months after it's been opened that it's still good. And expiration is important because it's not only that it doesn't work as well, it can hold bacteria and it can separate. And when it separates, that oily component can clog your pores. But oils can concentrate certain ingredients and actually make it more dangerous to the skin.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, now I'm
Meanwhile, folks are just shaking it up.
But I feel like, no offense to the industry, maybe they could be a little bit more transparent and make it a little easier for people to understand the labels.
There's lots of room for education. Yeah. So this is a good start.
Very good.
Thank you, Doc.
It's good.
All right. Coming up, now that we know what's in our beauty products, what can we do when our skin starts reacting from stress specifically? Allie Love is here with some ideas for a stress-free spring. First, though, Al's going to take a bite out of one of DC's most famous eateries and also learn how community really here is it's the key to longevity. We're going to have that story when the third hour of today comes right back.
I want to be chilly now.
This morning in our series Food for Thought, we're going to spotlight just one of our nation's most iconic restaurants. And this is a bit of a homecoming for you.
That's right. About 40 years ago when I was working in Washington, D.C., I still remember eating at the legendary Ben's Chili Bowl. It's a place that's built on family, history, and of course, chili. And I got to go back after all these years and found that some things truly never change. No matter who comes to Washington, they haven't eaten in Washington unless they've come to Ben's Chili Bowl.
We knew we wanted it to be a gathering place, and it turned out to become that kind of place.
Here in our nation's capital, Ben's Chili Bowl has welcomed everyone from the biggest names to the tiniest appetites. In 2009, a presidential seal of approval for Ben's signature half smoke, a grilled sausage topped with chili.
It was terrific.
It all started 65 years ago, before all the fame, when Ben Ali, an immigrant from Trinidad, married a farmer's daughter named Virginia Collins. Together, turning an old movie theater into a restaurant with $5,000, a delicious chili recipe, and one guiding philosophy.
Treat people the way you want to be treated, Al, and you'll be okay.
While Ben passed away in 2009, Virginia, now 90 years old, carries on the legacy with her three sons and their wives. The original counters and seats here retaining a rich history. The leaders of the civil rights movement planned but also had to eat and places like Ben's Chili Bowl was really important.
It was very important. I had the pleasure in 1963 of sitting with Dr. King a few times in here. 5 years later, he was assassinated.
Across the nation in D.C., riots broke out, but Ben's escaped unscathed.
It was because of this community we had here.
Is it true both police and protesters came here to eat?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Side by side.
Is that a kind of a lesson that a good chili half smoke can go a long way to peace?
Well, you know, food always brings people together.
Over the years, that sense of community helped Ben's survive neighborhood struggles with drugs, a subway construction that shut down the street for years, and most recently, the pandemic.
When I started to get these letters, I love Ben's Chili Bowl, please accept my $25 money order. And then there were the $50 and the $100 checks, and it just kept coming. And we were able to take all those funds and prepare box lunches.
How does that feel when times were tough, your community and beyond gave back to you?
Absolutely, absolutely. It just makes me so proud and think, wow, did I do something right?
Virginia's eldest son, Sage, isn't surprised.
Mom's love for people is so genuine, and Mom, at 90 years old, this keeps her going.
I'm watching her right now, going from table to table.
Since 1958, that's Mom.
Also unchanged, their famous chili half smoke. And I guess since I'm behind the counter,
I want to learn how to make the famous Ben's half-smoked chili.
Let's try. Okay, right. So here we go. So we start with a bun.
Start with a bun.
We grab a nice half-smoke.
Now, where does the name half-smoke come from?
It's a mixed pork and beef sausage, and so it's kind of half-smoked, and it's mixed pork and beef, and
okay.
There you go, right? The classic is just mustard, onions, and chili. Now we take a little bit of fresh onions here and just kind of spread them on down. And now, here you go.
Piece of resistance.
The homemade spicy secret recipe chili sauce. Only the family knows the recipe. Take this. And just rice and even,
wow.
And boom, there you go.
Oh, man.
How is that?
That's great.
There you go.
You have been called the matriarch of Washington, D.C.
Well, that's not a title I gave me.
Well, but a matriarch, a mother, nurtures, feeds,
yeah.
Gives support.
Yes.
And you've done all that.
Anybody should be able to do that.
Sure. But can everybody do that? And give them a half smoke with chili.
Thank you, Al.
Wow.
Man.
I mean, it is literally the history of Washington, D.C. People come there from all over the country. There were people there from about 10 different states when we were there.
I used to live two blocks north of Ben's Chili Bowl. Mm-hmm. I spent a lot of, especially late nights, in Ben's. One of the things I always loved about that place, you'd go in there, young, old, black, white. Yep. It was just, to her point, the great unifier.
By the way, they ship. You go on their website, you ship.
Listen.
And these are fantastic. You get the chili. Get the hot smoke. It's all
Look, mine's
good.
Almost gone. I stopped eating right. It so that I had a little bit left for this little... Your little bit here. Now I can go back to eating it. All right, up next, we are all good looking for ways to find calm these days. Our friend Allie Love has simple ways to reduce stress. And later, we are catching up with Tony Award winner Laura Vinanti on her return to the stage with the hilarious and new relatable one-woman show. We'll talk about it when we come right back.
We're back with our series, Love Your Mornings. And springtime is here. No time like the present to prioritize wellness and self-care. So today we're going to talk about some strategies for a stress-free season. And to do that, we brought in the expert. Today, contributor Peloton instructor Allie Love.
Hi, Allie.
Back.
Hello, hello. Y'all look really nice, by the way.
Thank you.
You're giving like fashion.
Oh, I love it. Thank you for that. Bringing in the spring energy.
All right, so you maintain that one of the best ways to do it is to get ahead of it.
Yes.
How do we do that?
Well, we want to be stressed less and more blessed, right? That's exactly what we want. We all want that. And I think preparedness helps us eliminate some of those small frustrations that can lead to compound stress.
Yes.
One of the things that I think most people would agree with, you lose your keys, you lose your phone all the time. In the moment, you need to rush in the house. I love this. What I do with my keys is I put a little thing, something huge and colorful and glittery on it, put it in my bag. So when I'm looking for it and I'm at the door, it's there. I see it. It's obnoxious, but it's helpful.
Yeah.
Another thing thing that I do that is very helpful in preparedness of less frustration, phone case. We talked about this, actually. Yep. This is a crossbody one. All you have to do, this is from OSA, very affordable online, crossbody phone case. So when you're anywhere, you can clip this on. Yep. It's on your body. True. You pick it up, answer the call, but also drop it down so you have your hands free. You can do your groceries. That's you smart. Can do whatever you need. There are shorter ones. I use a little shorter one here. They're more, they're decorative. They go for all shapes and sizes. Another thing that's really important for me not to feel stressed, I live in New York City. Hand sanitizer. Oh my God, hand sanitizers will stress me out. My hands being dirty. So being prepared to have hand sanitizers to wipe down your phone, wipe down your desk, wipe down everything, as well as Tide to-go sticks. If I get a stain, I can't function with the stain on my shirt. So this preparedness, these small little changes that you have with you every day will eliminate frustration and leave you to less compound stress.
And not expensive things either, bro.
No, no, no. All affordable, easy. Yeah. And again, it can fit in any bag.
Chanel is waiting for
you. Yes, you can ease my stress if you give me those shoes.
You can, can have these shoes. I came for the shoes.
I mean, listen.
Today.
Okay, yes. So it shows up sometimes. And everybody's like, let us see your shoes. Okay, fine. there are times where it shows up in your skin.
Yes.
You can't lie to your body.
Yes.
So tell us about maybe what we could do for our faces.
Two things happen to me. I break out when I'm stressful, stressed out.
Yep.
One of my go-to, and you talked about this now with, in terms of facial, is Juice Beauty. I swear by this.
No, I've never heard
vegan,
of Juice Beauty.
It's cruelty-free. It has all of the symbols that y'all were talking about before. Huh. It's organic juice acids. This is one of my go-to with any blemish. I take a little bit and I put it on the blemish itself overnight. And I promise you, this is not a gimmick. It works.
Huh.
Like, this is one thing that's important. Another thing during the holidays, I do get stressed out when I have to, like, when everyone is around during the holidays, I get cold sores. That's my thing.
Yeah.
A little bit of tea tree oil on the outside helps with that. Yes, it's antiseptic, anti-inflammatory on the outside, not inside your body. It really does help with that stress
that's
that
good.
Comes up visibly.
Smells good too.
Yes.
Okay.
I encourage that Juice Beauty.
Now, what are some of the things you can do to calm yourself?
Yes, we talked about being prepared. We talked about kind of rectifying a situation that will occur with blemishes. This is something that you want to do every night. One of the things, these are Nod Pods, and I love them.
Nod Pod.
Because I use my teddy bear as my Nod Pod, where I just lay the legs across my face. Mm-hmm. But there's also deep touch therapy. There's a thing called deep touch therapy. We do it to our kids and our loved ones, where scientifically, when you put a little pressure on someone, it actually releases
like
all of the,
it
releases that flight or fight response and actually allows you to calm down. So you have that during sleep. It fits all positions. And then another thing is tea at night.
It smells great.
Mint tea with a little lemon, ginger. And it's amazing. Lemongrass and ginger, mint tea helps you calm, and it releases some of those antioxidants that we're talking about, that calming effect. So these are things that you can do that's a little bit more of a daily routine. You do it at night. So when you wake up, you're feeling less stressed and ready to go.
And very doable.
I like
the scent alone just calmed me down.
Yes.
That's nice.
Easy.
That
really?
And then if it's warm,
deep touch
it.
Therapy. Yes. Good. And this can be warm. It has two sides.
Yes.
So one is for like a cooling and one's for heating.
How do it?
Thank you, Allie.
How do it?
Coming up, we're going to catch up with Broadway star Laura Benanti on the inspiration for her new one-woman comedy show. And then later, we're going to kick off the week with another Start Today workout that's designed to strengthen our cores and help our mobility all right from, superhero landing. Superhero landing.
Listen.
Third hour of today, I'll be right back.
We'll get you that
podcast. Superhero landing.
Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. In fact, Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/podcastfree. All lowercase, shopify.com/podcastfree, shopify.com/podcastfree.
We are catching up with the talented actress and singer Laura Benanti. Laura made her Broadway debut at just 18 years old as Maria in The Sound of Music, then goes on to star in 10 more Broadway shows, earning 5 Tony nominations, taking one home for her performance in the revival of Gypsy.
She's also starred in on-screen hits like Life and Beth and No Hard Feelings. Well, now Laura is returning to the stage in a one-woman show. It's called Laura Benanti, Nobody Cares, where she tells funny stories about her life, career, and the brutal reality of parenting. She just talks about it all. Laura, good morning to you.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. Congratulations.
Thank you.
It's a leap to do a one-woman show or one-man show because it's all on you.
It really is.
Yeah,
it
and you
really
had three sold-out shows for a three-night run. So tell me about where this idea came from.
Well, Audible actually reached out to me and said, would you like to write a show for Audible Theater? They, you know, do these live performances at the Minetta Lane. They record them and they put them on their platform. And I said yes. And then when I started writing it, there was something so inherently narcissistic about writing a one-person show that I would, I like grossed myself
That's
out.
Funny.
And I found myself saying over and over again, like, oh, nobody cares. Like, nobody cares.
Oh.
There are so many important things in this world. No one needs to hear like a middle-aged white lady sing songs and talk about her life. What am I doing? This is horrible.
It's really funny, though. It's,
well,
it's
I
really
appreciate
good.
That. And I'm really, I am really proud of it. And so, like, that's where the title came from,
yeah.
That idea. And then as I started writing it, I was like, you know what? I have lived a lot of life
yeah.
in my 44 years. I have some things to say and to offer. And ultimately, where I get to at the end of the show is, like, all the things I used to worry about, nobody cares.
Mm. That's right. Why? Exactly. I was going to say. So, I mean, it's such a great title because nobody cares means so many different things mm-hmm. to so many different people. For you, after writing this, what does nobody cares mean?
Mm. Nobody cares for me. Now it's just like a silly, funny title.
It's a great catchphrase.
I mean, that's it feels like a good hook. But also really for me, I am at that phase now where things that used to really decimate me in my past,
yeah.
I am able to be like, ugh, nobody cares.
It's almost like it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Yes,
don't
a lot
sweat
of things.
The small stuff.
Yes,
or
absolutely.
As my grandma used to say, this too shall pass.
Yes, yeah, all
yes.
good.
Exactly.
There's a part in the play where you tell this funny story about like you wearing makeup and your daughters. One
yeah.
of your daughters. What to tell us just that. Don't
okay.
give we want you to see the show, so don't give us away too much, but give us that.
Well, so my daughter Ella, who is 7 years old now, she like came out asking to speak to the manager. The manager's me. I learned that. So when she was 18 months old, she started putting together little sentences, just like 3-4 words. Yeah. And our, you know, morning ritual is she would wake up at her preferred time of 5:30 a.m.
Correct.
Which is when she still likes to wake up because she thinks we're farmers. And I did my morning ritual of like taking my clothes from the day before and then putting them back on my body. And then we would walk across the street to the coffee shop so I could stare at grown-ups so they could make sure I stayed awake. And she looked at me one day and she was like, Mama put makeup on. And I was like, no, sweetie, I didn't. And she went, I know.
Oh my God.
In other words,
Mama
it was a suggestion.
Put
wow.
makeup on.
Oh,
then she repeated it. Mama
wow.
put makeup on.
Because I'm tired of looking at this.
These children, boy.
I mean, and that perfectly encapsulates her vibe to this day. When I asked her if I could tell that story in my show,
yeah.
she said, I wish you would.
Wow.
At what? 7.
Oh, you,
wow.
got,
so she
you got your hands full.
So she's 7.
She's
you also have a 2-year-old daughter. So then do they, I guess, well, your 7-year-old understand what mommy does?
And she does. She's starting, I think she is proud of me.
Yeah.
Like the other day, she was like, I was at you know, play practice and they had you on a wall for like the best singers
Aww.
In the world. And I said, that's my mommy.
Aww.
And I was like, did that make you feel proud? And she was like, it really did.
Oh, that's a good song.
I know. It was very sweet.
Well, speaking of moms, your mom
yes.
wouldn't let you go into this business until you were 18.
Yes.
What's it going to be like for you with your girls? Are you going to enforce that rule?
I think so. I think
really?
I think for professional work. I mean, my daughter Ella, who I was telling you about, who's just like so precocious and beautiful and amazing. She's just naturally really good at this mm-hmm. and has incredible timing. And she did some promo videos with me and she'd never done it before. And she was like, I could see it happen for her where I was like, no,
where's
you
my
will
light?
Be a doctor.
In her.
Yeah. And so I think for like little things with me, yes. But to go on, you know, Broadway where I can't be there hovering over her
right.
every
yeah.
second.
Where you can't stage mom her.
Right, exactly. Yeah. Where I can't right. stage mom her.
I love that. Well, thank you for coming
thank
and congratulations
you.
On the show. Tickets for her show, Laura Benanti, Nobody Cares, are on sale now. And the audio will soon be available on audio. So it's on Audible.
Yes.
So everyone can hear
it. Anybody can hear it. Yeah, and
it's
exactly.
got a full band, a full orchestra.
Yes, Todd
Almond,
he wrote some of the songs with me. Annie Tipp, our amazing director. Yeah, it's I'm really proud of it.
You should be.
Thank
be.
You.
Yeah.
All
right,
coming up, Jennifer Aniston's here.
Oh, what?
No, I made that up.
Jeez.
No, she's
How
not.
How dare you?
But you know what we do have, Laura?
What?
We've got her low-impact workout
That's
routine.
Right, we have her workout.
I do that.
You do?
I do that.
You're
That's
essentially
right.
Jen Aniston.
Greg's wearing...
you.
Jennifer Aniston sneakers.
That is not true. Oh, we're going to give it a try right after this.
We are back with another Start Today workout. This time, I'm going to focus on a low-impact sequence that's one of Jennifer Aniston's favorites. The director of training and head trainer at Pvolve, Danny Coleman, is here to show us some moves that will help improve muscle tone and mobility. Yay for that. Danny, good to see you.
Good morning.
Nice to see you. Good morning.
All right. So just because it's low impact doesn't mean this is easy. Mm-hmm. So tell us what kind of exercise we're going to be doing.
Yeah. So at Pvolve, we believe in low impact functional movements, which are really just movements you do in your everyday life that are gentle on the joints, mm-hmm. but intense in feeling to build a really smart and sustainable strength. So I'm going to take you through a nice little progressive block here.
All right.
All right.
Okay.
What are you going to start with?
First movement, we're going to step our right foot back lift your right heel a little, nice and high. Go ahead and bring your arms in. Sit your hips back, chest goes towards the front here, and we're going to go nice and slow, and then exhale, stand up a little quicker.
That was kind of like a lunge.
Yeah, so we're going to bring our chest forward and our hips back, so it loads the glutes a little bit more than the knees. That looks perfect, Craig. Exhale to stand.
What do you call this?
So a staggered stance, and notice I'm asking you to move at a nice controlled tempo to help build that body awareness. And bring a little bit more mindfulness to your movement. Yeah.
Okay. How many of these do you usually do in one set?
About 8 to 12.
Okay. Yeah. And then you change legs?
Yeah, we're going to keep it going on one side.
Okay. She's like, keep going.
Yeah, we're going to keep building this left glute. Oh. Yeah, so we're going to take this right leg up for this next one and take a little balance test.
Oh,
all right, I know I surprised you there. Okay. So the next one, if you want, you can also just tap. Right, that foot, and maybe test the balance. Yeah. So we're working on our core stability now. And just progressing here, right? So your nervous system has the ability to be a little bit more centered in familiar work, yeah?
And also in the stable leg, you feel it.
Oh, that's exactly where we should be feeling it, Chanel. Okay. 100%, that standing leg.
That's good.
Right, the ability just to be able to stand on one leg.
What's the next one?
And move.
We're going to up the ante and grab a weight now. Yeah. Okay. So we're going to take that same movement pattern. Okay. We're going to bring the weight across and then just take that tap and drive over the head. Big exhale there. So now by adding weight, we're gonna focus on building muscle mass, which, starting as early as our 30s, we can lose 3 to 8% of muscle mass per decade.
Well,
so
I'm about to be down to 2%.
So, right, just building a resilient body in and out of the workout.
A resilient body.
How far back should we be twisted?
As much as your body allows, right? Form first, range of motion second, and yours looks great. A little inhale back. Exhale, building that power, that strength there. And also that mobility in the back here with this little twist.
Mm-hmm. Are we bending our knees and arms here? Is that
a little bend of the knees here. And then we'll keep those arms straight to build that tension. And then I'll take you into my favorite one here. We're gonna step this right foot back. Bring your weight into your chest. And we're just gonna reach behind us with that weight overhead as we look over the back shoulder and come back front. Yeah, little exhale. So traditionally, this is like an Arnold press where we just work the shoulder. We're adding this rotation so we get mobility as well as stability and strength in your workout.
It's good. I can feel it in my shoulders.
Yeah, and it's the core, you're going to feel your core, your obliques light up.
And how many of these would you usually do?
I'd say 12 would be great.
And then you just switch sides?
Yeah, eventually we would take this series throughout the entire second side as well. A little exhale there. Yeah, keeping the body malleable, but that mobility, that three-dimensional exercise there.
Ladies, you good too?
They're great.
So if you're not that balanced, is there a way to modify?
Absolutely. We could take those taps. You could hold on to a wall, a friend. Okay. Just a stable surface.
That's a good little workout.
It is good. Ladies, I think a lot of times people hear low impact and they think, oh, I'm not really doing anything, but you are.
You're doing something.
That's right. You can check out these moves and more at today.com/starttoday. We'll be right back.
That's great.
Thank you.
Tomorrow on the third hour of Today, Mother's Day is almost here. We're going to help you find the perfect gift that your mom will actually use.
I thought Mother's Day is it next weekend or this weekend?
No, next weekend.
We've got time. You have time.
Clearly, I guess somebody needs to know.
Come up next on Hoda and Jenna, Hollywood superstar Scarlett Johansson talking about motherhood, her movie career, and more.
I hope to see you tomorrow. In the meantime,
have a good day, everybody.
Great day.
Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. In fact, Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/podcastfree. All lowercase, shopify.com/podcastfree, shopify.com/podcastfree.